In this lesson, you will discover the 5 simple steps to engage the lucrative opportunity of flipping real estate contracts for cash in the digital age. It wasn't always this easy, but I want to give you some perspective that can simplify how easy this has gotten. But first, please do me 3 favors. 1, hit that like button until it turns blue in the face to tell the algorithm that this video is live. 2, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications in order to get alert when I do release these videos. 3, tell me in the comment area what topic you would like me to cover in the next video. My name is Ola and I am the author of 2 books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download absolutely for free at www.realestatemoneysecrets.com. I'm also the creator of My Empire Pro and the 11 Days Challenge Quick Start Guide, which you can access at www.11dayschallenge.com. During my master's degree education, which I started in the fall of 2004, I became quite exposed to the different possibilities beyond the 40-40-40 income plan. If you're not aware of the 40-40-40 plan, it's simply working 40 hours a week to make $40,000 per year with no hopes of retiring or living life on my terms for another 40 years. So I started exploring a few non-conventional career opportunities. Then my pastor mentioned real estate, and the first thing I thought about was this. I was a broke college kid with bad credit. How the hell was I supposed to buy houses? After a little research, I realized quickly that investing in real estate isn't always about investing cash. I learned that I could invest time, skills, and sweat. In fact, there are a few real estate investing strategies that you can invest time and skills in and make upwards of $10,000 from one deal in a short period of time. One of those strategies is flipping real estate contracts. The core starting goal is to find motivated sellers. These are sellers who are in possession of a piece of property that has become a liability. Most people think real estate is an asset no matter what, but that's false, because it depends on its function and impact on the bottom line, which is someone's net worth. If it's adding money to it, it's an asset. Otherwise, it's a liability. It's not an asset simply because it is a piece of real estate. So once you find a motivated seller who is willing to sell, you will negotiate a deal based on 65% of what it is worth, fixed up and adjusted for repair costs. Lock the property under a purchase contract and flip the contract for $10,000 or more. First, we need to find motivated sellers. So let's dive into the 5 stages involved in flipping real estate contracts for cash, all without necessity for a real estate license, any experience, expertise, or cash for capital. Stage 1, data. There are multiple databases that properties get recorded on when they're in distress. Vacant properties, pre-foreclosure, tax delinquency are just a few of them. One of the most efficient ways to find motivated sellers is to pull these types of data, sort and process them on a regular basis. Back in the days, you would have to physically go to the government county house. But these days, you can access them and even more data intelligence at www.empirebigdata.com. Stage 2, contact. After pulling data from stage 1, I want you to set up and initiate contact with the individuals who own these properties in distress. You can do so by setting up outreach marketing campaigns that attract them to initiate contact with you. And you can outrightly reach out by text messages or cold call. My preference is the latter. However, the most important factor is to make sure that you create and employ a system that removes you emotionally from the process. It is a numbers game. Stage 3, lead. No leads, no money. This is true in every business and also in the contract flipping business. But what is a lead? A lead is a person who has expressed an interest in selling a property. Just because a contact has been initiated does not signify a lead status. What makes it a lead is an expressed interest, which is what initiates the price negotiation process. Stage 4, contract. After a successful price negotiation, which means a seller is willing to sell their property at the price of 65% of the after repair value, the ARV, minus the estimated repair cost or less, it is time to write up an assignable real estate purchase contract with the term and the agreed price. 65% is just a guiding rule, and that means there are some exceptions where you can afford to offer more. These exceptions are beyond the scope of this lesson. The contract represents your equitable right and interest in the deal. Speaking of the deal, stage 5, deal. Once you have the contract signed by you as the buyer and the seller, you are now at the stage where you can flip the contract for cash. What I want you to do at this stage is to connect with other investors and find a cash buyer to assign your contract to at around 70% of the ARV. You can also find cash buyers at www.empirebigdata.com. Wherever the spread between 65% and 70% is would be your assignment fee. So for a $200,000 ARV, that is about $10,000 or more depending on your negotiation skills. Again, 65% and 70% are the fundamental guiding rule, which means there are exceptions that we will discuss later. Tell me in the comment area any questions you may have and which of the five stages you want me to dive in deeper on, and I will be happy to create another lesson around that. Don't forget to download your two free books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, at www.realestatemoneysecrets.com, and also check out the 11 days challenge quick start guide at www.11dayschallenge.com. Check out the next video on the screen for more information all about making money from home.